I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Dozens of Pakistani villages are emptying ahead of another surge of water south of the flood zone. Food for the Hungry's Lena Samuel spoke to us from Islamabad after surveying the ruins. Their partner, the Interfaith League Against Poverty, or ILAP, set up two camps for hundreds of families. They're supplying food, water, shelter, and hygiene kits. It could be up to a year before they can farm and feed themselves. There's so much to do yet. There are details at our website. And the United Nations peacekeeping force in Haiti is calling for continued stability after releasing the controversial list of candidates for the November presidential election. Rebuilding is bringing hope in the wake of January's destruction. The government has specific goals in six key areas. Baptist Haiti Mission has also been involved in the rebuilding and will continue over the next several years. God's reaping a harvest of souls. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.